home again.
Vjerujem da ste bili informirani da smo planirali uzeti veću salu koja je sprat ispod, međutim organizirano je više programa u isto vrijeme, pa se nadam da su svi ljudi koji su namjeravali doći tu sada.
This is my last day here in Bosnia. Tomorrow I will, God willing, go to Split for a great spiritual program with also Goran Karan, the Croatian singer.
Ovo je zadnji dan koji ću provesti u Sarajevu. Sutra već putujem za Split, gdje ćemo imati jedan veliki program sa Goranom Karanom.
It was a wonderful time for me, and I think you hear from my voice. I was speaking from morning till night.
Ovo što možete vidjeti, zaključiti po mom glasu, jako sam puno govorio i dana i dobro sam se proveo.
What I appreciated very much was the warm-hearted openness to new concepts which the spiritual philosophy of India can give us.
Ono što cijenim ovdje jako mnogo je otvorenost ka novim konceptima koji dolaze iz Indije i onome što nam oni mogu dati.
It is this subject which I would like to address this evening briefly, the treasures of the spiritual culture of India and how we can make them useful for our own progress in life.
I to je ono zapravo o čemu bih želio govoriti večeras, o blagu, duhovnom blagu duhovne Indije i o tome kakve sve dobrobiti one mogu učiniti za nas.
I think when an open-hearted and intelligent person comes into a different culture, he will naturally look around and see, is there something which can help me in my life?
Vjerujem da kada osoba otvorenog srca dođe u dodir sa drugom kulturom, onda će razmišljati na način, možda mogu dobiti nešto dobro iz toga.
I remember when one day my father came back from China, he said, I brought something from the Chinese culture, which is very useful for us here in Germany.
Sjećam se kada je moj otac jednom putovao u Kinu, kada se vratio, rekao je, donio sam nešto iz Kine što mislim da će biti jako korisno za nas.
And then all of us children were fixed on him and he took out a Chinese potato peeler.
I kada smo se mi sva djeca okupili kako znati željno oko njega, on je izvadio iz džepa buljač krompira.
He said this works so much better than the German potato peelers.
Rekao je, ovaj buljač kako puno bolje funkcionira nego njemački buljač.
And then he became serious and said, you can learn from every culture and take something important in your life. Today I would like to present to you within a short 20 minutes something which I felt could be useful for your spiritual development here in Sarajevo.
I danas bih u ovih 20 minuta želio prezentirati nešto vama što bi moglo biti korisno za vas.
It's in one word the philosophy of the two dogs.
Jednom riječu to je filozofija dva psa.
Please listen very carefully.
Molim vas, slušajte jako pažljivo.
In every human being, according to the ancient philosophy of India, there are two sides.
U svakom ljudskom biću, prema drevnoj indijskoj filozofiji, postoje dvije strane.
One side which is very materialistic.
Jedna strana koja je jako materialistična.
Eating, sleeping, improved sex life and money seem to be the gods of this sides.
Jedenje, spavanje, poboljšavanje seksualnog života i novac izgleda su tu prisutni.
But then we all know deep down inside that little voice which is not satisfied with material life, it's that spiritual side in us.
No, duboko u nama postoji jedan glas koji nam govori da nismo potpuno zadovoljni. To je duhovna strana nama.
Last August, one of my best friends left the world from a cancer which was deadly for him.
Augusta prošle godine jedan moj prijatelj je napustio ovaj svijet uslijed bolesti raka.
He was a very influential man. In America he had his own TV show. He published, I believe, around 25 books. And his advice was looked for in governments. Western governments and, strangely enough, also African tribal governments. Yes, I have a picture of him showing him at the coronation of an African tribe with a very fascinating African tribal chief dress.
Imam jednu njegovu sliku gdje je on zapravo obučen kraljevski ispred jednog plemena afričkog u kraljevskoj odori.
3 days before my friend left the world, he appeared to me in a dream.
3 days. 3 days. Nego što je moj prijatelj napustio ovaj svijet, on se meni pojavio u snu.
He was a spiritual man. And he said, look to me very directly in the eyes, like I've never seen someone look in a dream at me, and said, I wanted to say goodbye to you. In 3 or 4 days, I will leave this world.
I rekao je, za 3 ili 4 dana ja ću napustiti ovaj svijet.
I'm so grateful for having met you.
Tako sam zahvalan što sam imao priliku da te upoznam.
And therefore I want to now give you my last message to you.
I stoga sada želim da ti predam svoju posljednju poruku.
I remember the dream moved me so much that I woke up.
Sjećam se da me, da sam bio toliko dotaknut tim snom, da sam se probudio.
But he was not gone, even when I was awake. I saw him in front of my bed on a stolica.
Ali on nije nestao, ta slika njega nije nestala čak i nakon što sam se probudio. Vidio sam ga ispred sebe na stolici.
And he said to me, Sachinanda Swami, in our hearts there are 2 dogs.
On je rekao, Sachinanda Swami, u našem srcu postoje 2 psa.
They are fighting.
I oni se bore.
Which one of the 2 will be victorious?
Koji od ta 2 psa će pobijediti?
I was so overwhelmed by my friend's unexpected and mysterious presence that I said, please, I can't think about these questions now.
Bio sam toliko preplavljen tim misterioznim i neočekivanim prisustvom svog prijatelja da sam razmišljao, šta ovo, ne mogu razmišljati.
2 dogs fighting, who will win?
2 psa koji se bore, koji će pobijediti.
Who can say?
Ko to može sad reći?
How are you? This is more important for me now.
Kako si ti? To je za mene sad važno.
But he was very serious. He wanted to give me one of his wisdoms by which he lived in his life. He wanted an answer. But I was too moved that I said, you please give an answer. Your own answer to your own question. I just can't think at the moment. As he looked at me with a very serious glance, he said, that dog will win whom you give food.
On me pogledao jako ozbiljnim pogledom i rekao je, pas kojem daš hranu, taj pas će pobijediti.
Then he smiled.
Onda se nasmiješio.
And was gone from the room.
I nestao je iz sobe.
3 days later I heard that he had left his body, he had died.
3 dana nakon toga sam čuo da je napustio ovaj svijet, tijelo.
And then I started to think about what he had said to me.
Onda sam počeo razmišljati o tome što mi je rekao.
With the two dogs who live in the heart, he referred to our two sides, the spiritual side and the material side.
Kada je spomenuo ta dva psa, on je zapravo govorio o dvije strane u našem srcu, duhovnoj i materijalnoj strani.
In some of our dear guests, that material dog is very strong.
Možda nekih od naših gostiju je materijalni pas jak.
Some of you are just slowly awakening to the fact that there is something like a soul and a God which survives the body.
Neki od vas možda polako osvješćuju, tako da kažem, i postaju svjesni da postoji duša i Bog.
In a few of you, your spiritual dog, or let us say better, the spiritual side, is very strong. But in most of us, these two sides are constantly struggling with each other. Like two dogs on a street in a village in India.
Kao dva psa na ulici u selu u Indiji.
Or in Bosnia.
Ili u Bosni.
We think, should I live more spiritual?
Mi razmišljamo, da li ja trebao biti više duhovan?
Should I try to learn meditation, a more healthier lifestyle?
Da li bi trebao naučiti više o meditaciji, o zdravom načinu života?
But then we have things in our lives which seem to pull us to the material side.
No, postoje stvari u našem životu koje izgleda da nas vuku ka materijalnom stanju.
What is this spiritual talk? It's so vague.
Ta duhovna priča, ključna je nejasna.
Better let us do something concrete and eat some more baklava.
Nešto konkretno, jesti više baklave.
Or look TV.
Ili gledat televiziju.
Make some novac.
Napraviti novac.
Climb a mountain.
Pobjeti se na planinu.
Yes. So there's a struggle going on.
Dakle, odvija se ta borba.
Should I be selfless?
Da li bi trebao biti nesebičan?
Should I try to live like someone like Mahatma Gandhi?
Da bih trebao početi živjeti kao neko, kao Mahatma Gandhi.
Or should I more, you know, just after all this world, so realistic, and the strongest will win the most, should I maybe just get money no matter what?
Ili obzirom da je ovaj svijet takav da samo najsnažniji pobjeđuju, možda bi trebao samo zaraditi novac.
This constant struggle is not new.
Ta konstantna borba zapravo nije nova.
In the 18th century, Louis Stevenson wrote his novel Mr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde. No, wrong. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
U 18. stoljeću Louis Stevenson je napisao svoj roman Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
He wanted to express in this novel what was discussed in his times.
I u ovom romanu on je zapravo želio izraziti ono što se diskutovalo tokom njegovog vremena.
The eternal question of good and evil.
Vječno pitanje dobra i zla.
It seemed that good and evil resides in our own chest.
Izgledalo je kao da dobro i zlo prebivaju u našim prsima.
Sometimes we are like this, but at other times like that.
Ponekad smo ovakvi, a ponekad onakvi.
So he described in his novel one very good hearted doctor, Dr. Jekyll, who sincerely wanted to help humankind by his profession as a doctor.
I on je u ovom romanu opisao jednu jako dobro čudnu osobu, doktora Jekylla, koji je sa svojom profesijom želio da pomogne čovječanstvu.
Dr. Jekyll had observed these two dogs in his heart.
Dr. Jekyll je promatrao je ta dva psa u svom srcu.
And he thought to himself, if it would only be possible to separate the evil dog from the good dog.
I razmišljao je, samo kad bi bilo moguće razdvojiti tog lošeg psa od dobrog.
If I could only you know, become one person.
Ako bi samo mogao postati jedna osoba.
Then I could help people very nicely. I could give them maybe a medicine by which they can become all good. At that time, this planet would be a better place to live in.
I u tom momentu ova planeta bi bila ljepše mjesto za življenje.
Let us find a medicine which separates the bad sides of the human being, and then he will be a loving, kind person with a very happy life.
Nađimo lijek koji će razdvojiti tu dobru stranu od loše i na taj način poboljšajmo život, živimo bolji život.
So he developed a certain serum which he took.
I tako je on otkrio određeni serum koji je uzao.
And by using this serum, the bad side in him separated from him. He transformed, in other words, in a very like ape-like human being. Who was all bad. And this Mr. Hyde was his name.
Njegovo ime je bilo Mr. Hyde.
Began to go into the streets of London and visit the gambling houses and drank alcohol. Finally, he committed a murder.
Taj Mr. Hyde je tako lutao u ulicama Londona, išao u kockarnice i slična mjesta i na kraju je počinio ubojstvo.
He would come back to the villa of Dr. Jekyll.
On bi se vratio u vilu Dr. Jekylla.
Lay in Dr. Jekyll's bed.
Ležao u Dr. Jekyllovom krevetu.
And then turn into the good Dr. Jekyll.
I onda bi se pretvorio u dobrog Dr. Jekylla.
Now, a problem developed after a few weeks of these experiments.
No, nakon nekoliko sedmica razvio se problem u ovim eksperimentima.
Even without taking the medicine, Dr. Jekyll transformed into this monster, Mr. Hyde.
Čak i bez uzimanja lijeka, Dr. Jekyll bi se transformirao u ovo čudovište, Mr. Hyde.
The monster in him became so strong, in other words.
I čudovište u njemu je drugim riječima postalo tako jako.
That on his own he developed, he couldn't control it any longer.
Da ga on više nije mogao kontrolirati.
Yes, and later Dr. Jekyll had to commit suicide because he saw he was not in control of his bad side.
I zato je poslije Dr. Jekyll morao počiniti samoubistvo jer je vidio da ne može kontrolirati tu lošu stranu.
The conclusion of this novel is very disappointing.
Zaključak romana je zapravo razočaravajući.
It's not possible to control one's bad side.
Nije moguće kontrolirati nečiju lošu stranu.
It is, we are always jumping back and forth between these spiritual and material identities.
I zapravo se uvijek odbijamo kako od materijalnih, tako od duhovnih
identiteta. We are a helpless victim of our genetic codex.
I bespomoćna smo žrtva našeg genetskog koda.
I found this so disappointing.
Ja sam to pronašao tako razočaravajuće.
But I want to ask you the question, what is your answer to this question?
Ali želio bih vam postaviti pitanje, kakav je vaš odgovor na ovu stvar?
Who will win in this conflict?
Ko će pobijediti u ovom konfliktu?
My friend had an answer.
Moj prijatelj je imao odgovor.
Before he left, he gave his answer to me.
Prije nego što je napustio ovaj svijet, dao je svoj odgovor meni.
He said, that dog will win the fight whom you give food.
Rekao je, u borbi će pobijediti onaj pes.
Or to express it better.
Ili da to malo bolje izrazimo.
More practical.
Praktičnije.
We have these two sides.
Imamo te dvije strane.
A material and a spiritual.
Materijalno i duhovno.
It depend, now this side will become strong, which we will feed, where we give nourishment to.
I ta strana koju više hranimo će postati snažnija.
And we have to learn to give nourishment, spiritual nourishment, every day to our spiritual side. Then that will be very strong.
moramo naučiti kako dati hranu svaki dan našoj duhovnoj strani, onda će ta strana biti snažna.
The Vedic scriptures tell us that we can strengthen our spiritual life and spiritual identity by what is called sadhana, or a process of nourishing ourselves spiritually.
Vedski spisi nam daju informaciju kako osnažiti naš duhovni život i zapravo govore o procesu sadhane koji hrani naš duhovni život.
This process is a regular spiritual practice which we do every day.
Taj proces je redovna duhovna praksa koju izvodimo svaki dan.
We could compare it with a simple physical exercise which makes us physically strong.
Mogli bismo usporediti sa običnom fizičkom vježbom koja postajemo snažni.
If I would ask my friend Mahat Chaitanya to now make 20 push-ups here before everyone.
Recimo da sad zamolim svog prijatelja Mahat Chaitanya da uradi 20 sklekova ovdje ispred svih vas.
He would maybe be successful to do, I don't want to offend you, but I think like 9.5 you could do.
More than that.
Sorry. How many?
15 maybe.
He said more than that, around 15 he can do this morning.
Sumnjam da bi uradio više od tebe tipu. Ja sam rekao pa oko 15.
But I can guarantee you, if Mahat Chaitanya would do push-ups and practice push-ups every week, he would soon be able to do 20.
No, mogu vam garantirati, ukoliko bi Mahat Chaitanya svaki dan prakticirao sklekove, znači svake sedmice ih radio, mogao bi vrlo brzo raditi 20 sklekova.
Or maybe even 25.
Možda je 25.
And later come to whatever number he wants to do.
A poslije doći do cifre koju on ima u
glavi. By regular practice you get strength, that's my point.
Dakle, redovnim prakticiranjem dobivate snagu.
So if you wish to become spiritually strong, you also require a regular practice.
Ako želite postati duhovno jaki, također vam je potrebna redovna praksa prakticiranja.
I would like to suggest to all of you three very simple exercises which you can do at home. Which can strengthen your spiritual side.
Svima vama bih želio predložiti tri vježbe koje možete prakticirati kod kuće kako biste osnažili svoj duhovni život.
Let us start with the most simple.
Počnimo sa najjednostavnijom.
Association with spiritually minded people.
Društvo, odnosno druženje sa duhovno orijentisanim osobama.
What will you do in that association? Very simple. We start very simple. Cultivate friendship. Exchange ideas. Do something together. And you will see by this very simple process of choosing purposefully your association. In other words, making them spiritual. Your thinking will change.
I vidjet ćete da ovakvim svrsihodnim biranjem svog prijateljstva, biranjem duhovnih osoba, vaš način razmišljanja će se promijeniti.
We are so much formed by the association which we have.
Nas toliko puno oblikuje društvo koje imamo.
Now, once in India they tell you that there was a king who bought who one day went to the market and he said I will buy whatever is not sold on the market at the end of the day.
U kojoj se kaže da je u Indiji bio jedan kralj koji je otišao na tržnicu i rekao je sve što ostane na tržnici ili pijaci taj dan što se nije prodalo ja ću kupiti.
And he saw everything was sold, all the vegetables, but when he approached the man who sold parrots, He saw that there was a parrot.
Kada je došao na tržnicu, onda je vidio da je sve bilo rasprodato, svo povrće. Međutim, tada je primijetio čovjeka koji je prodavao papagaje.
To his minister, he asked the parrot dealer, what is the price? And was surprised to hear 1,000 gold coins.
I onda je njegov ministar, kralj ministar, upitao čovjeka koliko papagaj košta. I bio je iznenađen da čuje da košta 1,000 zlatnika.
At that time, you could get a good parrot for half a gold coin.
U to vrijeme ste mogli dobiti dobrog papagaja za pola zlatnog novčića.
The king said, why is he so expensive, your parrot?
Kralj je rekao, zašto je tvoj papagaj tako skup?
No, it's a very special parrot.
To je jako specijalan papagaj.
You will see if you can pay the price.
Vidjet ćeš ako platiš cijenu.
So the king bought the parrot and he found out, yes, he was singing very nice songs.
Kralj je kupio papagaja i otkrio je da papagaj pjeva jako lijepe pjesme.
He knew many wisdom stories like this one.
Znao je mnogo mudrih priča poput toga.
He was really an angel of a parrot.
Bio je stvarno pravi anđeo papagaja.
He would recite verses from holy scriptures.
Recitirao bi stihove iz svetih spisa.
And sometimes this parrot would even meditate. So the king was very satisfied, and after a month or so, he sent his minister again on the market with the same order: buy everything which is not bought.
Kralj je bio jako zadovoljan i za otprilike mjesec dana ponovno je poslao svog ministra na tržnicu i sa istom instrukcijom, naravno, kupi sve što nije prodao.
And again the minister came to the parrot dealer and saw there was one parrot left.
I opet je taj ministar došao do prodavača papagaja i vidio da on ima još jednog papagaja koji nije prodao.
The minister said, okay, I have orders to buy your parrot.
Ministar je rekao, okay, drago mi je da ću kupiti papagaja.
Is it again such an expensive parrot for 1,000 gold coins?
On je toliko skup, 1,000 zlatnika.
No, said the parrot dealer this time, this parrot only costs a quarter of a gold coin.
Ne, rekao prodavač papagaja, ovaj papagaj košta samo jedno 15 centi da pravo zlatnika.
Why so cheap and the other so expensive? You will find out when you bring the parrot home. No one wanted to buy him. So the minister brought the parrot home. Already on the way, he found out why the parrot was so cheap.
Već usput je saznao zašto je papagaj bio tako jeftin.
The parrot started to curse him. You fool, you budalac. He said like this, one word after the other. Even the bad words, which you would not even say in your dreams, the parrot knew them all and said them all.
Papagaj je već, znači, na putu počeo da ga proklinje, da govori ti budalo, i počeo je svakakve uvrede da sipa i spomenuo je riječi koje vi čak ne biste ni u najluđim snovima htjeli da znate.
He brought the parrot to the king.
I on je donio papagaja kralju.
And the parrot started to attack the king.
I papagaj je počeo da napada kralja.
You are the most arrogant, ignorant, dirty-hearted being I have ever seen, the parrot said.
Ti si najarogantnije, najignorantnije stvorenje, najprljavije stvorenje koje ja znam.
The king said, oh my God, stop this parrot!
Zaustavite ovog papagaja.
And he was interested. These parrots looked identical. What was the difference? Why was one a sweetie savats and the other a criminal parrot?
Oba papagaja su izgledala identično i nije mu bilo jasno zašto se jedan ponaša kao sveti Sava, a drugi kao kriminalac.
I'm sorry, maybe I should not have said it. Why was the one like a saint and the other like a...
Možda nisam trebao ovako reći. Nah. Zašto je jedan bio kao svetac, a drugi ovakav?
And he went to to the parrot dealer to find out the reason why one was so good and the other so ignorant.
Zato je otišao do prodavca papagaja da bi saznao zašto je jedan bio tako dobar, a drugi tako puno u neznanju, odnosno ignorant.
And the parrot dealer told him the reason is these two are brothers.
Prodavac mu je rekao, ta dva papagaja su braća.
But one lived with saints and the other with criminal people.
No, jedan je živio sa svecima, a drugi sa kriminalcima.
And therefore they developed these different characters.
I iz toga su razvili takve različite karaktere.
Association, my dear audience, is so important for us.
Društvo, moja draga publiko, je tako bitno za nas.
Like a cup of clay which is made by a potter, we become formed by the association which we have.
Kao što posudu od gline kreira osoba koja radi sa glinom, tako nas kreira, odnosno formira, oblikuje društvo.
Therefore, it is such an easy practice to look for spiritual friends in our lives.
Zato je tako jednostavna praksa zapravo pronaći duhovne prijatelje u našem životu.
That may mean that we are a little careful with our material associations.
To može podrazumijevati da bismo trebali biti malo oprezni sa svojim materijalnim društvom.
Don't give up your old friends like this and be impolite, but maybe learn to cultivate spiritual friendships.
Nemojte se odreći svojih materijalnih, tako i nazovimo, materijalnog društva. Samo se malo distancirajte možda od njih i naučite duhovne stvari.
Please try it. You will be surprised, because no one in our culture thinks about this so much.
Molim vas, pokušajte to, jer niko u našoj kulturi ne razmišlja toliko.
The second exercise I would like to give to you is a little bit more simple, maybe you can say like this, but also more deep.
Druga vježba koju ću vam dati je možda malo jednostavnija, ali i dublja.
It is, I would sincerely request you to start to set aside a part of your life where you experience the power of mantra.
Iskreno bih vas zamolio da odvojite jedan dio vremena u vašem životu u kojem možete iskusiti moć mantre.
Mantra is a spiritual sound vibration.
Mantra je duhovna zvučna vibracija.
Like for I will chant now one for you, but please let me chant alone.
Ja ću jednom izgovoriti to za vas, a molim vas samo da slušate sada.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I was invited at a peace conference where there were many ministers.
Pozvali su me jednom prilikom na mirovnu konferenciju gdje su bili prisutni ministri mojeg
grada. And I said to them, see, if you want to talk about international peace, you have to first of all establish a culture of peace.
Onda sam im ja rekao, ako želite govoriti o međunarodnom miru, onda morate uspostaviti prvo kulturu mira.
Peaceful, you have to help the individual to be peaceful.
Morate pomoći osobama, pojedincima da budu mirni.
Then a peaceful individual will have a peaceful, non-violent communication.
A smirena individua će imati mirno i nenasilno komunikaciju s drugima.
Personal peace brings about interpersonal peace.
Lični mir donosi zajednički mir.
And interpersonal peace brings about peace between communities.
A zajednički mir donosi mir između zajednica.
And when the communities can be peaceful, then there is a hope of countries becoming peaceful.
Ako zajednice mogu živjeti u miru, onda postoji nada i za zemlje da žive u miru.
Then I wanted to show them how to become individually peaceful.
Onda sam im želio pokazati kako postati smiren.
I said to them, please sit properly.
Rekao sam im, molim vas, sjedite kako treba.
The ministers just looked at each other. ministers, politicians. Politicians. And one who was my friend started to look like this, and then okay, everyone did. If you want, we can do this here. We are in Sarajevo. This means we are open to cultures. Yeah.
Ako želite, možemo to čak i isprobati sada ovdje, obzirom da smo u Sarajevu, Sarajevo je otvoren za sve kulture.
Please sit straight, the idea is that your spines should be straight.
Molim vas da sjednete uspravno, ideja je znači da vaša kičma stoji uspravno.
Yes, dobro. Now we will make a simple breathing exercise.
Sada ćemo napraviti jednostavnu vježbu disanja.
We will for a moment just watch and observe our breath.
I za moment ćemo samo posmatrati naše disanje.
Try to breathe in very deeply.
Pokušajte udisati duboko.
As you breathe in deeply, you will feel that your shoulders rise a little.
Kako udišete duboko, osjetit ćete kako vam se dižu ramena.
And then breathe out naturally, but very deep.
I onda prirodno izdahnite, ali isto duboko.
As you breathe in, you feel that your body becomes a little bit more erect.
Kako udišete, osjetit ćete kako vam se tijelo prirodno ispravlja.
And as you breathe out, you will feel that it becomes very relaxed.
A kako izdišete, osjetit ćete kako tijelo postaje opušteno.
Just breathe and watch your breathing.
Samo dišite i oslušujete svoje disanje.
In and out.
Udahnite i izdahnite.
Don't force your breathing too much.
Nemojte previše forsirati vaše disanje.
In and out.
Udah i izdah.
Now I request you to try to breathe out into a feeling of weight.
Sada ću vas zamoliti da kako izdišete, osjećate kako zapravo težina nestaje.
Whenever you breathe out, try to imagine that you wish to feel weight.
Kako izdišete, poželite da osjetite tu težinu.
You become very heavy when you breathe out.
Drugim riječima, postanete teški kad izdišete.
Breathe in a few times, in and out.
Još par udaha i izdaha.
Whenever you breathe out, just feel as if you become as heavy as the planet Earth.
Kad god izdahnete, osjetite se kao da ste postali teški kao sama planeta Zemlja.
Now, when I give you a sign, we will all chant together the sacred syllable which I will say.
Sada kada vam ja dam znak, svi ćemo izgovoriti skupa drevne riječi koje ću vam ja reći.
It's a mantra.
To je mantra.
Something which pacifies our mind, our heart and our consciousness.
To je nešto što smiruje naše srce, um i svijest.
So I will say the first syllable and then after this we will all chant it together.
Ja ću ponoviti prvi dio i onda ćemo svi to izgovoriti skupa.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Vasudevaya. Please breathe in and out a few times as you have learned. Please now rub your hands and then look at your hands as if you are seeing them the first time. Then you can slowly return to room awareness.
I sada se ponovno možete vratiti sa svojom svijesti ovdje u sobu.
Can you feel it's a different room now? Because by this simple practice we do become more peaceful. It's the power of the mantra which moves our mind. This I did at peace conferences, and everyone, and I asked them, now do you want to make war at this moment?
Ovo sam uradio na mirovnoj konferenciji i zatim sam ih upitao, da li neko želi ratovati?
And they all laughed.
Svi su se smijali.
You made a good point.
Yes.
By the way, what we have just done can be also explained medically or physically.
Ovo što smo upravo uradili se također može medicinski objasniti.
There is a scientist who has investigated the effect of sound vibration on water.
Postoji znanstvenik koji je ispitivao utjecaj zvučne vibracije na vodu.
He has really become world famous, and on his last conference in Munich there were 7,000 people who wanted to see this man.
I zaista je postao utjecajan u svijetu. Na njegove zadnje konferenciji u Minhenu je bilo prisutno 7000 ljudi.
He had made a very simple experiment. He had taken water.
Napravio je vrlo jednostavan eksperiment. Uzeo je vodu.
And he had people, you know, make sound.
I onda je postavio tu par osoba koje su pravile određeni zvuk.
Yeah, there was heavy metal music. I don't know if you know here in Sarajevo.
Yeah.
Yes. You are extremely expert in heavy metal music. So he took that water where there was this heavy music, and freezed it to minus zero. Then he took a chip, ice chip, and put it under a microscope to investigate the structures which had built in water. And that water with the heavy metal music, I hope I don't offend anyone here in the room, it looked like industrial polluted wastewater.
Ta voda izgledala kao industrijska zagađena voda.
Then he did the same thing but with a different vibration, the om nam some mantra.
Onda je uradio istu stvar, no primijenio je određenu mantru.
And other experiment, classical music.
I onda još jedan eksperiment, klasična muzika.
And I have the pictures in Marajanti's house, or in the house where I stay. You can't believe, in the mantra there was a perfectly shaped crystal, the form of a crystal of the mantra water.
Nemam trenutno ovdje pri sebi ove slike koje bih vam pokazao, one su u kući gdje boravim ovdje, ali od mantre zapravo je voda se formirala u predivan oblik.
Sound vibration has an influence on matter. Yes.
Vibracija ima utjecaj na materiju.
From your childhood, you maybe know, you know, these movies where the enemy drinks a glass of wine.
Vjerovatno ste u djetinjstvu gledali filmove kad neprijatelj popije čašu vina.
And then the hero comes, takes a violin in the back of the room and goes and the glass breaks, you know.
I onda se pojavi heroj, spasilac, pozadi u sobi, zasira violinu.
Yeah, sound vibration has a great influence on matter, but a greater influence still on our consciousness.
Da, zvučna vibracija ima veliki utjecaj na materiju, ali čak i veći utjecaj na našu svjesnost.
If you want to change your life, change the sound vibration which you are exposed to.
Ako želite promijeniti svoj život, promijenite zvučnu vibraciju kojoj ste izloženi.
And in this way you can actually yes, make a wonderful experiment in your life. I highly recommend, of course, I mean, you see how I'm dressed, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for good effect. Yes, like that. Finally, and I want to be here very brief, I recommend you to go and take every day good spiritual inspirations from these spiritual literatures.
Također još jedna kratka preporuka. Preporučujem vam da svaki dan dobijete dobru duhovnu inspiraciju iz duhovne literature.
I'm very sorry that because of the translation I talk so long. I'm very sorry. In summary, what I wanted to tell you is what my friend told me. That dog will win the fight in your heart whom you give food. I want to recommend to you to nourish your spiritual side.
Želim vam preporučiti da hranite svoju duhovnu stranu.
Every day.
Svaki dan.
And you will see how you become very strong.
I vidjet ćete kako ste postali jaki.
This doesn't mean that you all will become a monk.
To ne znači da ćete svi sada postati monasi.
No, you can do what you are doing, but you will have more strength, more vision, more clarity and more fulfillment in the heart.
Ne, ali ćete dobiti više vizije, više snage, više ispunjenosti i jasnoće u vašem srcu.
I sincerely wish you all the best, a lot of spiritual food in your life.
Mnogo duhovne hrane.
Yes, that you become spiritually very strong.
Tako da postanete duhovno vrlo jaki.
And inspired.
I inspirirani.
I will now end this class.
Sada ću završiti ovo predavanje.
Voila.
Hvala.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. You are very kind, but your kindness will manifest if you do. You will show your kindness really when you practice a few of these simple advices. So now we will change the modus of presentation.
Sada ćemo promijeniti modus prezentacije.
It will become very entertaining, I do hope.
Postaće vrlo zabavljački.
I want to kidnap all of you.